Feeling?
Dude,
How you
honestly,
feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good. I'm just tired.
You Dennis, like super tired or what?
I'm tired, but I could get serious and talk about life. That's what
Okay,
I
bro,
want to get
let's
into.
talk about life. So you trying to hop in, Mike? Let's get cozy. I'm supposed to have another mic. I don't know if I can get someone else to set it up while we're doing.
Where's Gershie's?
But okay, let's not worry about it right now. But yeah. You feeling good? You just tired and shit? What you think about the party, bro? Your thoughts on everything? Like, it starting out the beginning? Did you think it was going to be, like, horrible and then you just had to farm it and then just dip or what? What were your thoughts, bro?
I mean, it just started hella early, so I already knew, like, people were going to pull up.
You never doubted us?
I never doubted y'all. And then, yeah, no, it was funny bit. And then Max came, saved it a little bit because I don't fucking know how to run a party. But yeah, I think it was good. I think it was fun.
Okay. Yeah. We were fucking stressing, especially Yugi, bro. Yugi was stressing, bro. And then you get him a few drinks, bro, and then he stresses harder, bro. Then you get him a few more drinks, and then he fucking starts tweaking out.
No, bro.
Electricity!
Oh my God, I can't speak, but it's like you gave me, like, you know that one thing? Remember in Houston where you got mad because it was just bad content? I think you implemented this shit in my mind. Because now, like, every time there's a bad content, or I fuck something up, fuck nigga, like it pisses me off, bro. But I think that's good though.
That's okay, good.
Why did you fuck up? What happened?
So we had this thing, the Houston trip. We don't like to talk about it, but we'll talk about it.
Sure.
So I had this idea after the Dallas B&B, because the Dallas B&B was fucking fire, except a few things, but that the content itself was like really amazing. And then I just hopped in Discord one night. And that was back when Jason would join the Discord.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, yo, like, why don't we just do something for July 4th? Because I think I'd seen something. I don't know, something about, like, y'all, like, Max had done, like, a yacht party or something, or he was going to do something for July 4th or something. Something was getting hyped. I was like, why don't we do our own shit for July 4th? Like, the Dallas B&B was fire as fuck. And so I came up with the idea, and I was like, yo, let's pull up to Houston. There's this lake. We can go camping. And basically, I don't think we had planned enough, and then we showed up, and then all our plans fell through. The original plan was to pull up, and there was going to be a sorority there, just full of straight Asians.
Yeah.
And, you know, what Jason likes. Yeah. And then the sorority fucking canceled last minute because they said something about they didn't want to get rizzed or something
gotcha.
Along those lines. And then, so then we showed up to the B&B with literally nothing to fucking do. Our B&B was, like, in the fucking hood out of nowhere. We got catfish with the pictures. And then we pulled out a bullshit stream, July 4th, the incident.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
With having a bad stream.
I don't know. I think it's just because, like, Jay paid for everything, so, like, we felt, like, horrible.
Really?
And it
The camera.
No, the camera.
The camera. No,
you hit the camera, Mira. Sorry. You heard him.
Sorry. No worries.
Wait, how does it look?
Yo, I'm not even in the frame no more.
Oh.
Let's scoot over. Everyone's got closer. We need to
get
these mics share each other.
We should cuddle. You know,
all right, let's get as close as possible and create the best vibes.
Dude, we don't get these moments every day. We got FaZe Guy and Schrodinger Lee.
I'm like, when was the last time y'all saw each other, IRL?
Long time. Last San Diego.
Last TwitchCon.
Oh, wait. Las Vegas. It's been a while.
Nah, which one was better, Las Vegas or this one?
This one, I think.
You like this one?
You've seen less of this one, I feel like, but...
Less?
Yeah. I don't know. Las Vegas, I felt like, was just a little bit... It was just a weird location. And San Diego, there's actually a lot more to do outside of the convention.
Can you set up another mic?
Yeah, industry.
Can you set up another mic real quick? Mic. If you don't mind. It's literally right there. I love you, Gershies. All right, but nah, this is scuffed as fuck, but I think... I feel like this was needed, bro, especially, dude, a bunch of fucking shit has happened tonight, and it's literally, like, it's all accumulating, and I don't know. The original plan was for a small kickback on some chill shit, and then it turned into a Diddy party, and then we...
Was the party actually, like, full jump in it at one point?
Bro.
Was it?
Yeah, at one point, it was fucking bonkers.
Yo, that one Indian girl was...
Hold on.
What, there
hold
went, on. There weren't any girls?
No, there was the Indian girl.
There was a little bit too many girls.
Oh, really?
Put it by Mikey.
And then immediately it got shut down.
I think there was a good 20 minutes where it was fucking crazy. And then it got shut down. Well, Yugi, I was literally right by Yugi, and he was just like, ooh, and he just showed me the phone. It was a fucking Airbnb owner. Sure. And then, yeah. And I think it's crazy because everybody had like a fucking different perspective. People were doing different shit in the same fucking house. There was like four strings popping.
I don't know, man.
Like, Jason, what the fuck did you even do tonight? What did you accomplish tonight?
I got twerked on.
Deadass?
Did I get twerked on, chat?
He doesn't remember if he got twerked on or not, okay?
Chat, did I get twerked on?
Okay.
Yes.
That girl got twerked on. That Indian girl was mad friendly to
fuck. Oh, you feeling some type of way about that?
Nah, I don't really care. I'm never gonna talk to her ever again.
She was the one who twerked on you?
I mean, not really. We just danced.
And you remember her name?
No.
Dude, you're fake, bro. What happened?
Bro, there was dead ass like a crazy amount of girls too. Bro, gotcha. And then the moment where Redify kept fucking fear mongering, bro. He kept sprinting around outside, knocking on the door with Rockin and sprinting away. To make us think that people were pulling up when nobody was here. And then we would open the door and there would be nobody there because Redify was just running away, just knocking on the door, ding-dong ditching. And then finally, there was actually one guy that came with like seven girls.
Yeah.
And he parked on the wrong street. So I was like, fuck it, come up. They start jumping over the fence, jumping in the backyard, just seven girls jumping over that fence. And Yugi was like, yo, y'all need to come together and go through that door all together. And the guys, stay behind. And then fucking Yugi was tweaking out. He was like, bro, I'm stressing. And he's like, oh, and I've had a few drinks, so I'm stressing even more. And the girls were like, I don't know, they're low-key. They're feeling themselves too. And they all come through the fucking door, bro, at the same time with the stream. I think that's when it started picking up. And then randomly, Mei Li pulls up with all the Valorant people too. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck, Mei Li? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, she followed me on Twitter.
Cool.
So now we're best friends.
Y'all locked in.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all locked in.
So it was a movie. Is what you're saying.
For like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was cool.
I think I enjoyed it for sure.
It was fun.
Nah, and I was, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. I've never kind of like.
How many girls y'all made cry today?
Oh, okay. That's how we do that shit. Does anyone want. So YBG has made two girls cry today.
Oh,
and
Arky
has made.
A joy. One.
Joy?
No, of joy.
Oh, you made a girl cry tears of joy today.
Oh, what?
What about you guys?
Let's go around first. Everybody go around first. Okay. So, Yugi, how many girls did you make cry today?
What? Who?
Jason, how many girls you made cry today?
Zebra. I was getting late.
Lee?
Maybe one.
Okay, yeah. Good one.
Fuck? Y'all are some evil-ass people. What the fuck happened? Okay.
So, let's talk about that. Let's break it down. YBG? Wait, he pulled it under no pressure.
Alright, so listen, bro. I made Kaylee cry, bro, because I was being an asshole, but I didn't know what I was saying.
What were you saying to her?
So I told Kaylee, I was like, she said, like, oh, do you not like me? And I was like, nah. So I made Kaylee and Mimi cry.
Damn, dude.
I told Kaylee, she was like, yo, do you not like me? I was like, nah, I like you and shit. It was all jokes.
I ain't never seen a girl cry like that, bro.
Bro, listen, I'm saying, I said it was all jokes, bro, but then I said something super mean, but I didn't know what I was saying.
What'd you say?
I said, nah, it's all jokes, I fuck with you. I was like, sometimes your jokes don't hit because we all hate you. But then I said, nah, I was just joking, we all hate you. And then, bro, I literally walked away. 10 minutes later, bro, Yugi tells me that she was crying. Yo. And so, yeah, I was fucked up. But then I apologized to her. Because I deadass did not know what I was saying. And then Mimi was just fucking gone. She asked me if I didn't like her as well. And I told her, yeah, I like you. And then I go, she just started crying. I'm not gonna lie. Like, why? she was just emotional at that time.
Jesus.
Dickhead.
Well, Arky made a girl cry tears of joy. So who did you make cry tears of joy? Because I was noticing a few things at this party. Let go of the camera.
Oh yeah, now Arky let go of the camera and instantly just like got like lost, bro. And I go outside and I see him on a bench with Taz. Just
wait, hold on. He was on a bench with Taz?
Huh? No, I was just I think I took it. No, I was tired and shit, bro. He was tired. You know what I'm saying? But people, you know what I'm saying? They enjoy your company.
He was tired sitting on the bench of tennis.
Type shit, okay?
All right.
Why, and people right, enjoy.
If you say YBG mad as fuck. Some nigga said, YBG, it's not that serious. YBG, chill. Nah, because I'm getting heated hearing this shit, bro. I'm dead ass getting heated hearing this shit.
No, bro, what the fuck, bro? Nah, you need to chill. You need to chill, YBG. Don't get too mad.
I don't give a fuck. Bro. I dead ass don't know why they say YBG. Because I'm getting a little heated now.
So, you made Taz cry tears of joy, though? Out of what?
Why would you do that?
You're telling me to chill, bro. You're telling me to chill. All right, go ahead. I'm not going to laugh no more.
What you mean, tears of joy? What I mean?
Nah, I guess the people, you know what I'm saying?
There's only a few situations tears of joy can come out.
Oh, she was just happy.
Like, did you propose to her?
No.
Did you
confess she was just
your
happy.
Love to her?
No, she was just happy.
What happened?
You know?
And it was like, sweet, dead, was like she moment. Dead ass cried a tears of joy?
It was a couple tears.
What made her happy?
Yeah, what did you say?
Life. I think we were just talking about life, and then she just like started tearing up a bit.
Like, this was off cams?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Okay, Yugi, who did you make cry again?
No, you.
What do you mean?
Nah, we ain't gonna skip you. We ain't gonna skip you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I ask a few questions, and all of a sudden I have to go.
Who did you make cry?
Who did you make cry?
No, I mean mine wasn't even that special. It was literally just Mimi too.
Oh yeah, no, Mimi.
Mimi was crying to everybody.
Damn, y'all both made her cry.
Bro, she was crying. Bro, you know what happened? She was sitting down alone. I was like, oh shit, what's gonna make me about to leave? She started crying. I was like, why are you crying? She was like, I don't even know. That's what she said. So yeah, she was just crying a lot.
What do you mean? Why were you talking?
Why? Oh, so he told you not to talk about I'm talking. That's what he's saying.
Wait, what? No, he's not trying to tell his story.
Oh yeah. Oh no, tell your story, bro.
Tell your story.
Okay. Well, okay.
Hold on. Mia's FaceTiming me. Who? The fuck? Mia.
Which one's Mia?
Hello. How you doing?
Good to see y'all.
It's
Chris.
Oh.
Shoddy, how we doing?
Shoddy is crazy.
Okay, are we walking home? Are we going to the hookah lounge?
What's good? You look good today.
Thank you.
What y'all up to?
We just went to Keys, but we might go to it after. We're trying to figure it out. Just seeing if you were out or not, but you're clearly home, so.
Nah, yeah, I'm in San Diego right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you how long are you there for?
I'm home tomorrow, but I'm in the middle of something right now. If that's cool too.
Hey, you need lock in. I'm just calling to say hi.
Oh nah, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you. I'll call you.
We're gonna go to Overcast.
I have to go. All right,
bye bye.
Little Riz break. Little intermission.
Nah, she want me.
Now, Yugi.
Why she want me, though? Why she want me, though?
Oh, she wants you?
She wants
you. She on your body, twin?
Her contract is over?
What? Wait, which dead ass? I don't know if it's weird. Which one's Mia?
Mia's the girl that...
Describe her?
She's Filipino. I met her at Max's 100-day party. She had a Filipino friend that would nonstop yap about, like, the myth of the... Fucking whatever myth it was.
I can't remember.
Nice. Your story?
Oh, Yugi, your story. Well, how did you make a girl cry tonight?
I can't say. Oh, God, I can't say. It's real much story. My voice is gone. Now I only can leave it to, like, you know what I'm saying? But
nah, this shit get deeper and deeper.
Yo, bro. It's either I whisper. It's either I whisper or I speak. Hold on. Nah, I want to keep this voice. I have aura now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know.
You was getting twerked on. Who? Fuck, nigga. Who you make cry?
I didn't make anyone cry.
I think he was the only one who didn't make anyone cry.
Oh, that's crazy.
I was just having fun, smile on my face with everyone.
That's what I love to see, bro. Honestly, rate this stream from a 1 to 10, I think.
I think it was good, bro.
You think so?
It was good. Like, no troll. Like, it wasn't no bullshit. But also, like, the segment where it was, like, ain't shit was happening, I think it was funny. And then it actually went into a party. And that's what made it, like, cool and shit. But,
Yeah, I think you scarred us. I think Yugi was talking about you scarred us with the Houston trip. No, we scarred ourselves.
I'm not scarred.
Don't worry about Houston, bro.
I think I like having that skill now.
Even before Houston, like... I'd have some fucking
bullshit shirts.
Yeah.
Do you view streams like that, like, deadass as bullshit? Or
I think the way I be thinking is, like, I really hate making bad content. So when I know I'm making bad content, but I have to, like, force it, it's, like, kind of like, damn.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's fine.
Yeah, like today.
You can,
like,
have a bad stream.
I commend you. I'm at the as well.
Like today, with the swag tournament, obviously I appreciate him inviting me. That shit was mad fun. Like in the like break segments, I was just like walking around the same spot. I already knew I was doing some bullshit, but I couldn't leave. Like, well, I'm not about to leave Swag's event. So that's when I was like, oh fuck, like fuck, I can't. Like, I'm in a weird spot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, yeah.
So, because I remember you saying that at Houston you didn't care about the viewers at all. Has that always been how you viewed it? Like, you don't give a fuck about the viewers? As long as the content itself is there. Because I remember those specific words and I was like, damn.
Yeah. I don't care about the viewers. As long as I know I'm making good content, then... Or just I'm having fun on stream. Then I'm good. Like today in the segments where I had to wait hella long to play next on the card tournament, I was not having fun. So that's how I know. I was like, yo, I'm making shitty. Like this shit is shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you have fun, make good. Like having fun equals good content.
What's been like the most fun during the subathon? Then what's been like the funness content you've made so far?
Too many?
Too many. That's good. That's good.
Too many.
There's too many. You can't name a single one?
The SOG 5-star war is pretty funny. What else? I would see all my collabs, Pokimane, Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah. You have some insane collabs. Holy fuck, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I pulled out the fucking...
The Avengers.
The Avengers. Wait,
how does it make you feel?
Selena Kyle was funny.
What? Going?
Selena Kyle was funny.
Selena Kyle?
Oh, Selena Kyle.
For the black ball. Fucking goodness,
bro. This is crazy. Tina QT has been huge. I'm actually going to get her a face chain, bro.
Who, QT?
Yeah. I need to get in contact with the jeweler, though.
Is it just one jeweler that does all the face chains?
Nah, I'm sure there's multiple.
But okay.
No, you go.
Okay. Well, I was gonna ask, so I feel like your journey as a streamer was like very unique because your come up at the very start was like very quick. Like you were putting out the EPOW, the shit, and then it hit right with all the TikToks and shit, and you went from 300 viewers to 1,000 and then 2,000 and then you were building up. And then you stagnated, and then you blew up again. So how do you view that journey as a whole? Like, from your perspective, how do you stick around, like, through those lows and through everything?
Well, one thing, I literally just, like, love streaming, bro. I stream every day. And at first I didn't think, like, yo, I'm gonna do this shit for my life. Like, this is what I wanna do for my career or whatever. And I was like, you know, it just became routine, just booting up stream every day. Even if I didn't want to, I just needed to, I felt like. And, you know, I had that come up that was kind of quick because of TikTok. Then I stagnated. But when I was stagnant, like,
well,
I was just trying my best, like, to be creative in what I did and just make good content.
Because I think the thing about you is you never stopped creating good content. In the end, it won, right?
Yeah, no. I had days where it'd be, like, kind of mid, and I feel that. But I have, like, a very, very, like, goldfish memory. I was forgetting about that shit the next day. I just go boot the shit up the next day.
I feel like you never stagnated. At what time were you thinking that you were stagnating?
Nah, I was stuck at like 2 or 3K viewers.
That was a bad way to put it.
I don't think stagnation is the word. Like, I feel like
I just
he grew so quick. It felt like why isn't he going more? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why people think it's just a stagnant.
You're like raising the bar. Like, how do I raise it even higher from here?
This guy went from 0 to 1,000 viewers in what? Less than a month, right?
I don't think I stagnated because, like, there's videos on TikTok that would still hit. Like,
I think that's a bad way to put it, my bad.
No.
I feel you, though.
No, but I know what you meant. But on Twitch, it was like 2 or 3K for, like, months. And then, but on TikTok, like, I would still grow a lot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But obviously, got into a relationship, which is good. And then, you know, shit happened and shit.
Yeah, that's all shit.
And then, phase came, and then, feel like it was good, you know.
Thank you, bro.
It might taste a little like coffee.
It's good. I think it was like the timing was very, you know.
Okay. Well, let's switch it up. So something that I noticed about you is that you like genuinely off stream like fuck with the FaZe boys. So I kind of want to ask about like your view on everyone in FaZe and the dynamic that you guys got going on right now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people doubted you at the beginning, doubted FaZe, doubted everybody, and y'all have completely proven everybody wrong.
Okay.
So, like, because I remember this moment, and it was, like, it's a little bit awkward, because it was during my when I still, like, was holding a grudge against Lacey. I was like, do you deadass, like, actually fuck with Lacey? You don't remember it, because you don't, I don't know. But that was, like, a big moment, and then you were like, yeah, that's deadass my homie, like, on some Austrian shit. And I was like, damn. So shit like that, like y'all are actually off-stream homies.
Bro,
so
me and Lacey had long talks about like shit he was going through, like that. Everyone in FaZe, like they're my boy. Like we'll sit down. The thing about being in a house together is we wake up and then go downstairs and everyone's just chilling there, talking about future content or just talking about random shit, making jokes, just laughing.
And even the comms at the beginning were very doubtful. I remember at first it was like the white AMP with like Clicks and Lacey, and everybody was hating on Lacey. And now, like,
oh, yeah, no, a lot of people were hating on Lacey.
A lot of people.
But I think it was because, I don't know, they just didn't know Lacey and Lacey's clips. Lacey's actually super nice, bro.
I think now that I've met Lacey IRO and seen him face to face, bro, I think he's a cool guy. He's like a really sweet guy.
He's nice. Probably the nicest person in FaZe.
How do you describe him, actually? Because, like, I don't know much about him, to be honest.
Lacey? Yeah. Lacey's like a big teddy bear.
A big teddy bear.
Like, dead ass. I just want to hug
him. Well, where did he come from? Fortnite or something else?
Came out Fortnite.
Did you know the FaZe boys before you moved in with them? Like, did you know them well or not really?
Like, Max I knew.
Yeah.
Because we did content together before. Ron I knew because I met up with him in real life. Both Max and Ron I knew, met up in real life, did content with them and shit. Ron I was the closest to. We did, like, a one-week fucking stream thing. And then Lacey, I didn't know too well. Like, we were like, we would do content together on stream, like a Discord, but I didn't know too much about him off stream.
Yeah.
And Silky did like a lover cash with him. And yeah, I didn't really know him too well as well. But Silky is actually fucking hilarious. I love Silky.
Dude,
as well.
Silky, nah, bro. I've never like really tapped into that kind of side. The only streamer I've really religiously watched is basically you and, you know, another guy.
Big D.E.O.
Big D.E.O. That shit. Those are really the only two streamers. So, like, FaZe introduced me to all that side. And seeing y'all's dynamic IRL is, it's a whole different way. And meeting Silky Wu in person was fucking terrifying. Bro, because I guess people were saying I was talking shit. And then he would wrap his arms around me and I would literally, like, see the light. Like, yes, bro, once his arms go around you, bro, I thought I was dead, but that's off topic.
I think Silky take him too serious on stream. Like, he's a good ass actor.
I mean, somebody got to play the villain, bro. Somebody got to try to take everything, bro. Fucking Thanos. There would be no Avengers without Thanos, no?
Like, bro, as soon as Tay got hurt, like that wrestling shit,
mm-hmm.
cameras cut, Silky tended to him immediately, you know what I mean?
Bro, sweet guy, bro. He actually, nah. Yeah, he should remember my name, bro, and it made me very happy, you know, that I'm sanctioned by Jerry Wu now.
Facts.
Some of the flaws. But, okay, now switching up more away from FaZe and more into, like, OSCS. You're in the OSCS house, and you've known each other now for most people, like, a year, 2 years, nearing on 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's your perspective? Let's go member by member, not everybody, but, and give one word to describe every OSCS member on some shit, like that one TikTok you did. Let's start with Yugi. One word, the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Yugi.
Yam.
Arky.
First
word, boom.
First word of hunk. Hilarious.
YBG.
Derby.
No.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, hey.
Alright, Bertlert.
Fat.
Hold on, he's right. Oh, fuck.
What?
Oh, shit. It's that first word, bro. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, Bertlert, it's just the first word that comes. Santi Pulgas.
My fault.
Oh. So now we're manipulating the guest.
Santi. You're actually very nice. Nice. That ass.
Bro, nice?
You're cool. Very hospitable.
Appreciate you. No, bro, you were very hospitable too. When Ba gave me his banh mi. Very possible
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, that was fun.
Times. Raph.
Short.
Yeah, some of these are taking longer to think than the other one. Burt, instant. Raph, instant. Yugi, instant.
Because some of them are just like physical.
Like, is that all physical with you?
Yeah, they're all physical.
Fuck it up. Shit, who am I missing? Yugi?
Who you really talk to? Thank you, bro.
Call me short.
Why is everybody going one by one pressing
for
what you
said?
Oh, Jada. What'd you say?
I said ugly.
Yo, why are all these physical? What the fuck? Oh, that's not nice. Oh, Sunny.
Victim. She was my first. She was the start.
The first word that comes to mind when you think of Sunny is victim.
No. I was thinking like, yo, first raise victim. Nah. But
patient zero, perhaps?
Patient zero.
Victim. No, that's fucking crazy. Alright. Okay. Okay, now opinions on OSCS as a whole. How do you view us and, your perspective on, just the homies, I mean, we're friends, right?
Yeah.
We're friends. That's
What are y'all trying to do? Y'all trying to be on some Sidemen shit, or y'all want to just...
I don't even fucking know, bro.
I've always said it, always this could be bigger, right? But, yeah, it takes, everyone putting their part. And as of right now, everyone has to grow.
I was watching y'all's podcast yesterday, and y'all were talking about how y'all want to be like streamers, right?
I don't see myself doing anything else. I think Arky's the same, no?
Do you see yourself doing anything besides streaming, or this space as a whole, like online, with everything?
Right now, no,
bro. Because I feel like you're a natural born entertainer, Arky. Not to dick ride, but things about you, your fucking laugh, bro. Is that your real laugh, bro?
Dick ride. I feel like adding Arky to his group, Dallas was probably
that was a moment, bro.
Very, how do I say, motivated.
Yeah, no, what's it called? If y'all want to be streamers, I was watching, y'all already doing the streaming, right? Arky obviously be doing well, but I'm surprised you want to be cameraman instead of fully streaming.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, Arky as a cameraman, because the other day everybody was hating on Arky. For bullshit reasons.
Which was our fault.
Which was literally our fault.
It was our fault. Well,
it was hate.
But
they were saying Arky, this is why you don't get a streamer as a cameraman. But it wasn't even his fault, to be honest. He just kinda wanted to spend time with us, you know what I'm saying?
So your view on that and maybe what Jason.
Yeah, why'd you? Why'd you
being late?
Like being late?
Like your perspective on like they're being a cameraman.
Oh, being cameraman. Oh, that. I just feel like I really want to like be a part of like what they're doing at Faded because like I can tell that it was gonna be something like or like it was already something big, like, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like they're doing something good. So I just wanted to see like the whole process and really just be a part of it. Like,
nah, Arky's like, actually mad smart, bro.
You know, like I feel like seeing that would motivate me and it would also help me learn a lot, you know, and I would just love to just be a part of that.
Arky's low key like in that Fade, like everyone in Fade knows Arky. Everyone behind the scenes in Faze knows Arky. Like, you really Faze affiliated. And also, yeah, that's really smart of you, to be honest. Just creating connections and shit. Because that's what streaming is mainly connections, bro. I literally went from boom, 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 connected to everyone in every fucking part of Twitch. But like I was saying, y'all want to grow as streamers? Like, you don't post on TikTok. Like, Arky does really good. His TikTok, that should be going crazy.
I've been posting on TikTok for a year, bro.
I don't know why y'all don't do that. Y'all want to be.
You're just the only other one than Arky that posts on TikTok consistently.
I've been told to post on TikTok for a year, but not being able to find it. You feel me? But seeing him blow up kind of is like motivation. You know what I'm trying to say? In a way. You know what I'm
like, yeah.
See, Arky, oh, yeah.
Like, you have a guy that does your TikToks?
Yeah, I do. But
that's smart.
My TikToks were stuck for like a long time at low views. But then it was when you said like you were like, oh yeah. No, it was when you and Sa were talking one day or Sa, and then it was about like the cringe TikToks, like how they still do good. And then I was all like, shit, I'm gonna just do, you know, some cringe TikToks. And then I started dancing to Max Music. Then that was like the first TikToks that got like 50K, and then I got like 80K, like 90K, and then I was like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, like being cringe is like hitting a little bit.
Yeah, and Max fucks are too heavy.
Uh-huh.
Everyone face does.
Yeah, so then it was kind of like that, you know. Like, I would really just listen. Like, you know, like I'm really like a quiet person overall. Like, I just listen. Mm-hmm. And I just learned. Yeah. Jason and Sa, they were like, oh yeah, we were cringe when we first started our TikToks. I was like, let me try some goofy dances. And then boom, they did kind of good.
I'm telling you, the cringe method, that shit never fails. It still works to this day, and I still do it to this day.
So, okay, yeah, we were actually talking about this yesterday, too, and Lee gave his perspective on that, and you said that your first 100 TikToks, Lee, was like...
Failure. Yeah, it was.
And that's what it learned. Jason, do you kind of... was your start on TikTok kind of like that, too?
It was quarantine, and I had one goal. When we went into quarantine, I told my friend, yo, I'm trying to get a viral TikTok before we get back to school. And so I would just spam TikToks, and then I would make multiple accounts and try to test like the algorithm and shit.
Hold up.
You got banned off
the algorithm?
Yeah.
Can y'all both please give us the secrets to the fucking algorithm? Please, bro.
Oh, now?
Oh, you don't know.
It's
now?
Changed. It changes all the time. It changes month by month.
I mean, honestly. I just post. Like, I don't even do captions and shit. That was when I was making my own TikToks, but now Dylan does it. Yeah, it was the TikToks. There's no algorithm. I know there's niches. I know I don't use hashtags. I think as you post, you'll just naturally go into that niche you're trying to get in.
What do you mean by that?
Like a niche is like a category. What the fuck is that?
Bird, wait, bro, is he good? Why is he good?
We gotta get another noise complaint, right?
Bro, check on him.
Wait, bro, he's like,
this fucking earthquake.
He's good? Good? Okay. Okay.
The fuck, bro? Bird was just leaning on the. Bro, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
What the fuck? Bro, are you okay?
What were you talking about?
Dude, I literally forgot, bro.
Damn.
Okay, so.
You're talking about algorithm stuff, right?
Algorithm, okay.
Yeah.
So, Lee said that the best advice you could give is find your niche. What is your niche, Jason? To you.
Shit, my niche, I don't really have one anymore. I just kind of post whatever.
Okay, okay, the way Lee view, or he was talking about, was my niche that you view it very technically, right, Lee?
Yeah, I think your niche is like shock value content. Like, I feel like, I don't know how to say it. Like, you watch initially expecting one thing, and then all of a sudden, like, something crazy else happens, you know?
I don't even remember my TikTok anymore.
Do you even post on TikTok and stuff anymore? Like, yeah, where does your viewers mainly come from? Like, TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube?
My YouTube has been growing, like, hella.
I know you post on YouTube, like, every day. Like, who do you have? Siggy's
the GOAT.
Siggy?
Siggy's the GOAT. And he be giving good-ass advice.
Yeah, well, yeah, someone said, now that you have motion, you can post anything. Do you think that's true?
If he was, posting
anything. If you're in a position where Jason is at, he could literally post anything on TikTok, and you think it doesn't fucking matter.
I agree, because before it was like, if I didn't do cringe shit, then the views would not pop. Mm. Or if I wasn't doing, like, Valorant shit, then I wouldn't pop. But now it's, like, my niche is just it's kind of broader. It's, like, just streaming. Just streamer.
Your niche, is streaming?
That's the streamer.
Well, Lee, so what you're talking about, what do you right now view Jason's niche as?
Real content, I feel like, you know. Yeah. It's a good niche to have. I think it's probably like the best thing for Twitch content this year is IRL content. And your boys do it pretty good, or one of the best, I would say. You know, I think that's your niche. Meeting new people, and then I guess like, I don't know how to say it, but like, I think you inspire a lot of people around you. But more than that, I think you introduce characters to your stream very well. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's your niche. It's like meeting new people and then having them be like, like attractive for your audience or something like that, you know, whether it be a guy or a girl.
I genuinely think one of your best qualities is that you can fit in anywhere. Like you can fuck with anybody, bro. And you've shown that with this cutie shit and the shit that happened yesterday, bro. People that Newbie was sending me on that you were on their For You page because they're more tapped in that other side. And they're like, what the fuck, Jason's on this shit with Hassan and all that, and everybody was like loving you.
That's true.
I think that's your best talent, because with everybody.
Like, I grew up watching fucking damn near everything, bro. I watched Filthy Frank, fucking Van Oss Gaming, fucking Rice Gum, fucking Ryan Higa. I watched all the wholesome shit. I watched all the poggers. I watched Aiden Ross. I watched Kai.
You were raised by content creation, bro.
Dead ass. Yeah. Like, I watched fucking Raj Patel, watched that, both sides of Twitch I watched. I ain't gonna lie, like, I'd said this before, but Slicker, I used to be like a Slicker
fan. Bro, why would you used to be the biggest Slicker fan, too?
For real?
Yeah, why would you got scammed by him? But, so you think that you were such a Twitcher? Sorry if that's offensive.
Now, I was a Twitcher, I was a YouTube watcher, bro.
Like, you were so versatile in what you watched that eventually affected how you came out as a streamer? Because I feel like a lot of streamers nowadays, they didn't even come up watching streaming.
Nah,
does that give
no
you a
way.
Different...
No. I think a lot of streamers came up watching content creation, for sure.
I think it's because, like, a lot of the WL community, like, they're creating their own wave right now, like, innovating with their own shit.
Yeah.
And they were never, ever tapped in with the Pogger side. And that side of Twitch that dominated for so long.
They never were. That's true. That's a true fact.
And I think that's why, bro, that's why I fuck with the WLs, like, so much. Because they're really, like, pushing and bringing new viewers to Twitch. Like, people that you never thought would ever view Twitch are fucking on Twitch website that was viewed as, like, a nerd gaming website before. So, mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. But, so, yeah, you say growing up. Bro, the one I was thinking of is that, bro, you used to pee in a bottle playing League of Legends.
What?
Bro, I played League. Bro, like, even my game was this diverse. Like, I played League, mm-hmm. and then I played Rust, I played TF2, and played fucking Call of Duty. I played fucking Realm of the Mad God, like...
I know that game, the 2D one.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't no life that shit. Like...
Really?
Valorant, like, yeah. GTA, like, I was in every fucking category.
Damn.
I played Halo, too.
So, were you on the Overwatch. PC, like, a crazy amount growing up?
Hell yeah. Was on the PC? I was the only child with nothing to do, bro.
But I think it's good that you did that, because I feel like that upbringing of watching just, like, everything and being addicted to every game is probably as to why you are now, you know?
I know the internet, bro.
Mm.
Because I think one of the most interesting things about your stream, and I think it's funny because if you got any leftover Tina Kitten viewers, and you go from your in the morning with Tina Kitten cooking breakfast, and then you drive home, and then, you know, you do the shit you do at the face house, and all the Tina Kidd viewers were like, how do you view that? Like, do you think that, like, divides your audience because you're tapping into a lot of the Pogger side and the WL, which don't really mix well together? Or do you think, hey, fuck it, as long as I have more viewers, like...
Bro, I don't think my viewers, you would categorize as Poggers or WL. Yeah. Like, it's low-key just like...
Is that good or bad?
It's good.
That's good. It's his own community type of thing. Like, when you look at a whole other community, for example, like... like, Max's... Like, that's straight WL, you know what I mean? My shit is very just mixed.
I feel like your chat caters towards, like, the people that are around you. I find it funny that your chat says, like, focus, focus, you know, like, during some sort of streams where, like, they're getting
a little bit too... Shit.
Yeah, it's like, they, like,
they
sort
see
of...
one bad chat.
Their behavior sort of changes depending on what needs to sort of happen, which is really good, it's you know?
No, but yeah. I wouldn't say my shit is Poggers at all, though.
It's not Poggers at all?
It leaned towards...
You think right now it's more WL?
Yeah.
Bro, the reason that I fought you your stream so heavy at the beginning, I always talk about this, is that even since the beginning, you always had a community. Mm. And you always had, like, those core people that was always there. You would always see in a chat, and your chat was funny as fuck. You would always view the Reddit. You was doing that Reddit shit, like, when nobody was posting in it. That's low-key how I met you, because I was like, yo, nobody's posting this Reddit, but he's averaging, like, 2,000 viewers. Let me post in this shit. And then I posted some bullshit, and then I got noticed by you. So that's low-key how I got put on.
Ben had a Reddit, and I made one because of Bruce. Because Bruce had a funny ass Reddit. So that's where I got the Reddit from.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Reddit is low key.
Nowadays
it's good. I still go through it every time I'm probably gonna go through it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So
but it has its moments.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, brother. Nowadays, it's very different than before. But how do you view your community nowadays as opposed to how it was before? Because people always talk about, like, the new chat, the new viewers, and even I'm kind of guilty of that. Like, being like, all the new viewers, they all keep saying fuck Santi. It's really mean. It's very rude.
I think, low-key, I think... As the community grew,
how do you view that? Do you miss your old chat?
I feel like it's the same a little.
Really? You think it's the same?
Yeah, because there's still inside jokes that only my chat knows. Mm-hmm. That there's still like a bunch of like lore that only my chat would know. And that's how it was, you know? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not shit. Nowhere the same.
Fuck Thunder.
What was it like before then? What do you think it was like before? Because I think I agree. I think it's been mostly the same.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe obviously, as your chat grows, it becomes more toxic.
I think the toxic has always been there.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's always been the same.
I think it's been the same, especially for how big the numbers gap has been since then. You know. Mm. I think you still kept your core values with your chat back then, as opposed to now.
So you don't agree with that sentiment at all, either of y'all?
No,
your chat,
I don't agree.
It's different.
No.
You still got that fundamental.
My chat's saying way more complainers. Bro, people would complain back then.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I mean, people are always going to complain. Maybe it's just that you're bigger now, so more people complain. Back then, it was just like one or two.
I would get threads that I see, like...
Jeez.
You get bothered by parasocial chatters and stuff? Like, nowadays? Yeah.
Because it's funny.
You love him, bro. I'm like,
I low-key love that shit.
It was good, Red.
Good.
It's a good game.
But in the past, you were bothered by it or no?
Obviously, it's about my relationship then, yeah. Like,
yeah.
I remember threads saying, like, oh, you were doing so good, and then... You got into a relationship, and now you've fallen off. Like, that shit my shit.
Bro, but you never fucking missed a day, bro.
I know.
Ever, bro.
That was crazy. That was like, that fucked me up. I remember sitting in bed reading that shit. I was like, damn. what do I do? Then, you know, shit happened.
Yo, bro, why you keep saying the Hawk Tua shit nowadays, too?
Just saying.
Why would you put you on?
Hey, Jason, you good, bro? You're shaking like mad crazy, man. Chill.
Nah,
you
okay, I always do this.
I feel like it's ADHD or something.
You got ADHD?
Probably.
Nah, I don't think so. But, yeah, sometimes the viewers would make me, like, feel, like, guilty.
Guilty for being happy?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
For being in a relationship, I'd be like...
I feel like you can't get into a relationship no more.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to start a family channel.
Fuck that. Okay, so... okay, so you talk about your okay, so one of the things that I've noticed about you is that you never let shit get you down for too long. You always bounce back. What is your mindset to that shit? Because I've never seen you down for too long.
Bro, I got broken up with and, like, took a one-day break and started stream again.
Bro, how many people could fucking do that, bro?
I have a very goldfish memory. Like, I literally, like, my mental resets so easily. So when I see a thread... I'd be like, what the fuck, or like feel type of way for a moment, and then literally that shit just blows by. I don't know.
That's good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, no, I have a very short-term memory. I don't know. I don't even fucking do drugs.
Well,
it's very short-term.
You've always been like this?
I don't know. I think the fucking TikTok brain rock got to me or something.
Dead ass? You think it's like the TikTok online?
Yeah, no, the online shit definitely just like... made my brain just, they feel the way, like.
I feel like you hate being in the same spot for a long time. You know? Like, let's say, like, on a, like, in the future, what do you want it to actually be? You know, like 1 year from now, let's say, or end of this year.
Just want to be, obviously, increasing all stats, but, like, I don't think of that shit, to be honest. Because I feel like when you think of that shit and then you don't, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That shit just fucks you really mental.
I feel like you're already at the top, honestly.
Nah, yeah. I used to fucking dream about this shit.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
that I'm having it, I used to be like, yo, all I need is 10K viewers average, bro. And then I'm good. You know what I mean? But a lot of people think like that. And once they reach it, they'll be like, oh, I need more. So I just stopped thinking about that shit. I stopped thinking about viewership. I just be like... Now I just focus on making good content. Like, yo, if I'm having fun doing what I do, then it's going to naturally go up.
So do you think streaming, you've always viewed it as something that comes about naturally? Like, I feel like a lot of your content comes out of fucking nowhere, and then you just ride the wave, and then you just make it, like, the most beautiful storyline of all time. So, like, have you ever viewed it as, like, putting on a persona, acting, creating things like that, because that's how we were talking about with Lee. You've used it from a very technical aspect in creating stuff like that. What is your view on streaming and naturalness and everything besides that and faking shit, quote unquote?
I don't think I fake my personality. I just enhance it. Okay. I think what I say and do on stream, like, wait, repeat the question again.
My bad. That was looking like long and like, but just like, okay. How do I rephrase this?
Like, do I try to script?
Yeah, fundamentally.
Nah.
Like, are you on stream playing a character? First of all, is this you right now, or is this you in the stream before?
I mean, I feel like with the subathon, everyone's seen like how I am off the wake up, like. Mad, chill, don't want to talk too much. That's like me off stream. But if I'm around people, then I'm more talkative. And that shit just enhances while I'm on stream.
Okay. And then as content as a whole, have you ever faked content, faked TikToks, shit like that?
Have I ever faked content? Shit. I think I go into a fucking, like, maybe, I don't think I ever faked content, but I would go into, like, a Valorant match, knowing what I'm about to try and clip and farm, you know what I mean?
I do that as well. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, you have, like, a general idea in mind of the conversation of how you want it to play out, and you just start that conversation, and hopefully you meet the right person to actually work off that conversation.
Yeah.
But I think you've, like, scripted, like, other stuff, like conversation type IRL, like, TikToks. I feel like I've seen you do.
Oh, like skits?
Yeah, skits. There you go. That's a better way to
That's
say
like
it.
That's, like, different.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you... Okay, when you started streaming, it was for fun, okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever come out with the intention of making this into a job, making this into your life?
Nah.
Then why did you have that hunger at the beginning if you were only doing it for fun, spamming those e-pals? You said your whole bank account was fucking e-pals and DoorDash.
Because I had fun doing it.
You like the e-pal shit.
That shit was fucking hilarious. And also, I get dopamine. I had a dopamine rush every time. The views, which is bad. I don't do that anymore. I don't even pay attention to that. But at the beginning, like, bro, I told you, like, I told my chat, once that first TikTok hit, like, a million views, I just wanted to keep going, man. Shit was bad. That's bad for the mental, but that's how I got started.
Why do you think it's bad for the mental?
Because, bro, you focus so much on views and you post your next video and it doesn't get as much as you think it would have, then you get fucking sad.
And you experienced that a lot at the beginning?
At the beginning, bro, I would literally post a video on TikTok and then delete it if it doesn't hit, like, a certain amount of views.
Damn.
I think everyone does that, though.
No, I'm gonna lie.
Yeah.
No, I don't really shit anymore.
Yeah.
But that was, like... And also, like, I did some cringe ass shit, so if it didn't get fucking views,
<it'd be crazy. laughs> So, I guess you dead ass. At what point were you like, oh, I'm not fucking with this e-pal shit anymore? And then you were like, what the fuck do I do now? Was there ever a moment like that? Wait, what? Was there ever a moment when you were, you know, spamming that e-pal and you were like, wait, I look, you don't fuck with this anymore? Because there had to have been a moment. Or that really never was a thing.
Like, I obviously just transitioned into new shit and, like, just kept transitioning.
How did you view that transition?
Well, obviously, I never want to fucking do EPAL every day for the rest of my streaming career.
Yeah.
So it kind of just naturally happened. I would do more community shit as I grew and shit like that. I see that people say that Dylan deletes TikToks that are low views.
Even now?
I think Dylan just, like, sometimes on TikTok, it'd be like, suppresses the views because it says that my content is unoriginal. Like, it flags my video as unoriginal, even though it's my content. So those are the videos that he privates. And I don't know, bro. My TikTok account is fucked, bro.
TikTok always bans you for just, like, the most random reasons. I think... You've probably been suspended and banned off TikTok like over 10, 15 times, or like community bans. And I think for me as well, like, I think over the last 2 years, maybe like around 20 bans on TikTok. Like, you get banned for like a week or like a couple of days, something like that. And like sometimes it's not even your fault. Yeah. Okay. TikTok is just mad weird.
Let's say both of y'all right now got banned off Twitch permanently, banned off TikTok permanently.
No.
What are you guys doing?
YouTube, of course.
Yeah. Fuck it, you're banned off YouTube too.
Flip burgers, yeah.
Deadass?
Nah, I'd go back to school.
You would go back to school?
Nah.
If all this fell apart.
I'd probably, you know, use the money I have now and just fucking try to do some shit with it.
Well, you think at the point that you are now, is it possible for you to fall off? I'm talking about a fall off. Do you believe in fall offs?
Well, I think there's peaks, and I think, well, falling off, well, obviously, like, you gotta think about it like this. Oh, that's looking a good question. Repeat that shit.
Do you believe someone could fall off? Also, if you're trying to leave at any time, just...
No, I'm just gonna book this because it is 3 a.m. and also it's probably gonna take fucking a long time for the Uber to come here. I'm just booking it for sure. It's $500 Uber, fuck. But yeah, like I was saying, yeah, I feel like that's a bad way to think of things. You don't just think like, oh, one day I'm gonna fall off. But
okay, the reason I brought this up was because Lee said that he doesn't believe that you can ever fall off. That if you go ahead, say your perspective.
My perspective on falling off is that it's sort of self-imposed. Like, you fall off if you give up mentally, I feel like, you know. And you can come back at any given moment as long as you actually apply yourself to the work, you know. I feel like if you really wanted to, you could do some crazy event and get crazy numbers at any given time if you really put your mind to it now, you know. So I think falling off is more so something that is like a show of your own character at the time.
That's
as opposed to, like, anything else, yeah. Because for me, I think I'm going through a fall-off period right now. But it's definitely not because of any exterior factors. It's very self-imposed because I'm on, like, a journey of, like, what I want to actually do within content creation as opposed to Valorant e-dating content or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in content, you know, shit gets repetitive. Like, you could be going up for one thing, but that'll only last for so long. So you gotta adapt and go to the next thing. That's what I did, and that's what I'm gonna keep doing. So, but I agree. You know, obviously Ron fell off hella 2023.
Shut up. Shut up, man.
And then came back like crazy because he just.
What do you think? Let him come back. Like, what do you think was the deciding factor?
Never giving up, as corny as it sounds.
Yeah. So people talk a lot about how you enjoy your content right now, especially with the subathon going on streaming. The camera never turns off, right?
Yeah.
So how do you view your content right now? Like, do you ever at any point feel burnt out with the things you do or any point? And then, you know, after this subathon, you know, the little break you're going to have, how do you view yourself coming back?
Nah, I don't think I'm burnt out yet. I've just been tired from subathon, but I'm not burnt out from streaming.
Yeah, because to do with the content?
No. Because, like, if I don't stream, all I think about is streaming. Okay. And then I get bored.
That's the only way you could become the best.
I remember when you would get banned, you would start streaming on Instagram because you were that fucking bored. Yeah. You'd start crying on Instagram.
That's what I mean. I feel like that's how you become the best, man. Stream, stream, stream your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you something, actually. Like, during the subathon, how far do you plan stuff in advance, or do you just wing it? Because I feel like some things are really hard to plan for, like subathon. The Pokemon, like those sort of collabs, you know?
Obviously, like, for the collabs,
yeah.
I had to, bro. I told this already. Me, Siggy, Redify, San Discord for like 3 days straight with barely any sleep.
Before the subathon?
Before the subathon.
Planning, like.
Not barely any sleep, but like we'd stay up to like 4 or 5 a.m. just fucking planning each day individually and hitting up people for collabs. Before the subathon. yeah, it was planned. But sometimes the plans fall through, the days goes empty, or just there's not enough planning for each segment. But, you know, streaming sometimes I feel like is the best when shit just goes, shit just happens.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially IRL streaming. Like, yeah.
But, so what do you think is your biggest strength right now as a streamer, in your opinion? Or where are you at your best, in your opinion? Because I feel like you do a lot of different things. IRL, the desktop, you know, the rizzing and the storylines and everything. But you also mix it a lot of gaming and community segments. Where are you at your best?
I think I'm good at adapting. I think that's like me. I know how to adapt in certain situations. Different people, communities. Like you said earlier, that's what I'm best at, and I agree.
You agree with that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask when your Uber's getting here? Or like, wherever you were?
It's here soon, and I low-key got a piss. So
okay.
Let's get one more question going. W Podcast.
Well, we can, I don't know, we can just start have chat spamming questions, and then that will be the last one. We can just get.
All right, chat. Ask after anything.
All the W's.
I feel like Cutie was like a really unexpected collab. It's a cool collab, though. It's a really good collab.
I know Cutie for a minute because she invited me to the Stream Wars, and then she invited me to like some one of her events. And then, so I joined FaZe. I asked her to do a collab, and then she was mad cool, super nice. And then
so you met Cutie before you met Ludwig?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Ludwig really likes you because I think he sees good content from very far away and regardless of whatever form it takes, you know? So I can definitely tell that.
Yeah, they've
he saw a lot in you. Yeah, very early on.
I guess, yeah. Okay, final question. Yeah, views on Cutie.
Views on Cutie?
Yeah, like, so I guess just like Cutie in general and like, okay, so how did you meet her exactly?
First time I met her, she DM'd me on Twitter. It was like, yo, you're invited to the Stream Awards. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck it, let's go. And I went, met her, said hi for a little bit, and then it was like a brief meeting. I didn't know her or anything. And then she invited me to like have an event for streamers. And then, like I said, joined FaZe. Did like a collab, made food, and like she was mad cool, super chill, very grateful for Cutie. She helped me a lot, and she's funny.
Yeah, I just think it's hilarious. Like, you would never expect Cutie, I guess, in that progress side to be like around like the fashion. I think it's so cool how she's like involved in that shit, and like the Olympics, having y'all out there, that shit was stupid funny. Like, I don't know, stuff like that. So yeah, I just wanted to hear your opinions, and you know, that's auntie to you. I guess you're icing her out. So.
Wait, actually, I want to ask your dad. What is your? Because I remember earlier on, you had a little bit of trouble like trying to convince, or at least like pursue a career within content creation, worrying about your parents and that sort of stuff. But they're cool for now, or they're really proud of you, I assume.
Oh yeah. They're definitely way more chill about it now because they see the results and shit.
Yeah.
But they obviously want me to finish school.
They still want you to finish school?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're a lot more lenient on what I do.
Gotcha. Do you have, like, family relatives that come to your dad and be like, yeah, your son's doing this? Because yeah, I feel like...
Nah, yeah. When I made the Depp Guy song, people with my family members in Vietnam that I don't even know about were like, yo, like... They be playing this in the coffee shops.
Bro, Depp Guy is still massive, bro.
That's just massive.
Still massive, bro. Massive. Especially if you know. But yeah, thank you, Jason.
Of course, bro. Thank you.
Go take your piss.
Nah, that was good questions, bro. Dead ass.
Love you, bro. Love you,
bro. Nah, bro. Dead ass, bro. Because I can tell, bro, you're on your last fucking breath, bro. And I appreciate you so much, bro.
Nah, thank you, bro. Good shit.
Thanks, bro.
Good to see you, Jason.
Me too, bro.
Lee.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, dead ass.
Appreciate you.
Lee. All right.
All right.
Okay, fuck it, bro. I'm gonna fucking speed run it.
Come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get. I got a black truck.
I'm 16.
You're 16. Okay. So, I think your situation, especially with OSCS and having people in your community, is like something that's like really, really unique, because I feel like a lot of streamers, they don't have what you have in terms of, and I think one of the only other streamers that I've seen do it is Max, which I think, like having the 5-star boys and having OSCS, like that kind of something, like having your boys in your community that you met literally by streaming and kind of in a way putting them on. What are your views on like putting people on, or like having like, and you know, like I guess back in the day known as a bench, like do you think that detracts from you as a content creator? And just putting people on, like, I feel like some people are scared of it. Just give me your whole perspective on that.
I think it's good to have a community that, holy fuck, I'm sorry, just fuck.
No, I know you're out of it, and that was, like, such a fucking long-ass question.
I think it's good to have a community like what I have and what 5-Star have, because, like, when you're not streaming, your viewers are going to go to whoever in the community is streaming. That builds a stronger core. And I don't think that hinders anything. And I also don't mind helping people who help me. Yeah.
Do you view us as leeches?
Nah.
Just let me know. Just let me know when you need to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I think I think we as a group are just trying to like do something different and do different things. And I guess today and this weekend was just like kind of us trying shit out. Because I think back in the day, it came to a point where we were dividing up shifts before your stream. And then as soon as you go live, we all end. Shit like that.
I mean, if y'all want to grow as a streamer, y'all gotta stream. Y'all just gotta stream when I'm streaming as well.
So what's your advice to us, OSCS? And picking certain people up. You know what? How about we start with Arky? How do you view Arky?
Well, I think Arky's doing a
good
job.
And are you scared that he's going to leave you one day?
I mean, I'm not scared. I literally asked him before the subathon. I was like, yo, you're doing great, bro. Let me know if you're not trying to cameraman anymore because I know you, like, love streaming. He was like, nah, like, I'll be your cameraman. And whatever he does, I'll support. Because cameraman, you know, is not, like, the hardest thing to replace. Or how this person to replace. But me and Arky got good dynamic. That's why I want him as my cameraman. But it's his life, and I'll support my boy. Okay. But, yeah.
And then looking at Yugi.
Yugi doesn't stream when I stream, and also doesn't, like, you got to create your own community. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to forever be known as, you know, oh, he's just from Jason's community. If you want to grow as a streamer, you got to create your own. To do that, you got to post on TikTok, YouTube, all the other shit.
Okay.
Because if you already have a foundation, then you got to break off and make your own.
Are you having chug rug withdrawals right now?
Hell yeah. I'm tired as fuck. I'm about to sleep crazy.
You're itching like a fucking fiend addict. But
oh, he's here.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. Love
Thank
you,
bro. Thank you, bro.
Just last few questions.
Oh, boy.
That felt good.
Arky. Rockin', thank you for being on the podcast, bro. I appreciate it.